Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, and welcome to It's Not Me, It's You on this Thursday night, August 7th, 2014, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. It's great to be here. We have a really good show for you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about how to tell the difference between a jerk and a prince. So mainly for you ladies, but guys, we're going to give you an idea of how to tell if she's not right for you either, and maybe she is. So we're going to do that. But first, we have a little family business to take care of. I wanted to, since I didn't have a show last week, and I was on vacation and got some sad news, unfortunately. One of the show's greatest supporters and a good friend of mine, Anthony, lost his battle with an illness about a week and a half ago. And again, he was one of the show's biggest supporters and biggest fans, and never missed a week. And it was really an honor to know him. So our music tonight is going to go out. It's a song I like to play quite often, just because it's a good song. But now it's especially fitting with the loss of Anthony. So this one's for you, my bud. This is called Die Living by Six Wire. Enjoy.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. Fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. The way the fast lane feels, I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it melts. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living.
Side, that was for Anthony Sixwire, again with Die Living. So let's get into this a little bit. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of talk out there, and I see it a lot amongst the people that I know and I associate with and I talk to about the show, and it's really hard to differentiate sometimes, you know, the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing, where, you know, we tend to put on a good facade for the first, I don't know, a couple of months or a couple of weeks even, and then all of a sudden the bad stuff starts coming out. And I want to give you some ideas of some ways to tell if he or she is being, you know, secretly a jerk and kind of hiding things from you, so you can kind of nip that in the bud. And then, of course, you know, we always start with the negative. We end on the positive. Some ways that you can tell that you're in a good relationship, and also, you know, signs that you've met, you know, the right guy, right girl. So we're going to get into the jerk part right now because, of course, it's my favorite part to talk about. You know, we always want to talk about the bad when it comes to people. And it's kind of sad that it does have to turn into that. But it is what it is. We see it every day. We read about it all the time. Our friends deal with it every day. So it is something we have to deal with. So maybe these signs can give you some help on determining whether or not the person you're just starting to hang out with or talk to or date or, you know, thinking about getting in a relationship with, any of these traits fall into that, into these, you know, this bad area that you can maybe nip in the bud before it comes back to hurt you. So the first one is pretty obvious to me. It is, you know, he or she is nice to you, but not to those around you. So you're out in public, and, you know, he's all sweet to you, ladies. You know, the guy is doing everything. He's opening the car door. He's being sweet. He's brought you flowers. But then you get to the restaurant or, you know, at the bar, and he's mean to the waiter. He's mean to the bartender or the doorman of the hotel or a homeless guy on the street. Or, you know, the quote as it goes is, the true measure of an individual is how he or she treats a person who can do nothing for him. And that's how you have to look at it, because if they treat those people that way, they're going to end up treating you that way, and you simply don't want to be around that kind of person. The level of kindness towards people that, you know, he doesn't think he's going to see again will speak volumes about his personality, and I totally agree with that. If you don't treat everybody the same, you're going to end up treating the one you love worse than all of them, and that has happened. We all have been through that. For guys, he only talks about your looks, ladies. If he's only interested in the external part of you and not getting to know you, not getting to know who you're, you know, what's in your brain, what your hopes and dreams are, what you want to get out of life, you know, his intentions are not going to be for a long-term type situation. And if that's what you want, that's fine. You know, part of the thing you need to do when you're getting into a new endeavor, if you will, is, you know, what do you want out of this? Do you want something long-term? Are you just looking for a hookup? You want to do a friends with benefits? Do you want to just date casually? You know, what's ultimately the goal here with this particular time in your life? Because it's not about necessarily the person. It's about the time in your life that matters. What do you want this point in your life? If you're looking for something long-term and that individual is not actually working and wanting to learn about you, it might be time to unload and quickly. Arguments get out of hand, okay? Somebody who loses their temper frequently is, you know, is not somebody you want to be around, okay? In this case, men of quality understand the importance of being able to control emotions, and not the other way around, especially in how he interacts with you, the girl. When things are going his way, he will be the nicest guy in the world. But when things start going differently, there's adversity or something bad happens, displaying red flags is going to happen, because there's going to be a lot of disagreements. There's going to be, well, I want it this way, I want it this way, I want it that way, because other parts of his life are not going the way he wants it. So you have to be cognizant of that fact and then evaluate. If it gets really bad, you might want to, you know, move on. If he's consistently getting into fights or conflicts, especially out in public, those are going to permeate to some privacy area. So whether you're, if you're home alone or whatever, and you know he gets all worked up in public, chances are he's going to get worked up in private too, and certainly not in a good way. You never get straight answers from the person. Women or ladies, women have an amazing intuition. I mean, you never hear it called man's intuition. You always hear it called a woman's intuition. It's a very powerful thing. But a lot of you ladies choose to ignore it because the sex is great, or he looks good, or he looks good on your arm. You look good together out in public. Your friends don't know the truth, but your intuition says, maybe I shouldn't be with him. You need to listen to that a little more, because, you know, I hear it all the time. Well, you know, he cheated on me, or he treats me like crap, or he pushed me, or, you know, he said something verbally abusive to me. Oh, but I love him so much. How? I mean, it's not going to change. You need to determine, you know, with your intuition, is it right for you or not? You know, it's all very, very Jerry Springer, if you ask me. But you choose to ignore it, but, you know, if your intuition says, you know, maybe he's hiding something because he's dodging important issues, then you need to listen to your gut, and you need to realize that he may not be honest with you besides just that part, but other things as well. There could be hiding some stuff. And guys, in reverse, too, if your girlfriend or the woman that you're interested in is not giving you straight answers, she's probably hiding something, whether it be, you know, God forbid, a husband or a wife, or they're dating somebody else or whatever. And if you have that intuition, you need to investigate it by simply asking a question to take care of that particular issue that you may be having, or to get that question answered that you may be having. So it is something that you just have to trust your feeling on, okay? Let's see, the next one. You don't feel like you're trusted, okay? Trust is a huge issue. A lot of people have – I used to trust everybody. I'll use myself as an example. I used to trust everybody. And, you know, if you get derailed on that trust train, as they call it, a few times, you stop trusting people right away and you make them earn your trust. Now, I always said, you know, I would trust you until you gave me reason not to, but now it's a little bit different. It's a little more, you know, 50-50. I'm not sure, you got to earn this part, but this part I do, because you never know. And, you know, especially for guys, sometimes there's a lot of distrust going in for, well, ladies too. I mean, we've all had trust issues. You know, how am I going to trust you when I don't know you? But instead of earning my trust, why don't I just give you my trust until you give me a reason not to do it? So it's just however you feel about it and what you think is right for you. And that's where you need to go. One thing to look out for, though, if there's some suspiciousness going on, he may be, you know, he or she may be doing something wrong, but placing the blame on you so you will feel guilty and won't think to accuse your significant other about, you know, with the same injustice. So another one, they talk badly about those people that are close to them. So again, I'm going to, you know, the guy towards the girl here, and, you know, if the guy is all sunshine and rainbows, as we call it, when he's around his friends and family, but turns into a totally different person when he's around you or his friends or his coworkers, then there's something up. Not everybody gets along famously with everybody and their family or every friend they have, but how are you supposed to trust somebody who you know talks badly about those they love behind their backs? Okay, especially when he loves you too. So if you are pulling, you know, if he's saying all sorts of nasty things about the people he loves behind their back, what's he saying about you behind yours? And that's what you have to think about. You don't get any freedom in the relationship. Okay, you have to justify where you are all the time. You don't get to do your, you know, have your own life, do your own friend, have your own friends, get your own activities. So a guy that is secure, especially a guy who is secure in himself, in you, in the relationship, will trust you enough to understand that both of you have lives and interests. They don't have to be the same. They don't have to be together. Okay? If you live in the same house, you leave in the morning, you come back at night, and if you're able to get together to see each other in between, that's awesome. But you have work and you have activities and you have other things. You should still be able to do that even if you're in a relationship. And anybody who is who would not let you do that is somebody you need to look out for. Person when they're with their friends, and I'll start with the guys. When guys get together with other guys, we turn into different people, okay? Not necessarily bad. We still be our same person, but, you know, poker nights with the buddies, you know, and there's all sorts of sexist jokes, like, you know, women belong in the kitchen and blah, 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 and that's not the way he actually feels. You know that, or hope you know that. You know, you have to determine, is he trying to act cool around them, or is that how he really feels, and he's just trying to play the nice guy when he's with you? And ladies, you know, when you're out with your girlfriends and you're flirting with other guys or you're dressed provocatively, you know, you're just a totally different person, personality-wise, when you're with your friends. You dress up for them. You don't necessarily dress up for your guy all the time. So there's a mix in there that you have to balance. If your partner discourages you in any way, shape, or form, that is a bad sign right there. It is something that should not be tolerated. Be very wary of anybody who does not stand behind you or next to you and support everything you want to do in your life. Okay, if anybody ever tries to discourage you from pursuing greatness, it is a red flag. And that means that person is too insecure to follow their own dreams, so they're not going to let you follow yours, and that's unacceptable. You do absolutely owe it to yourself to be with someone who motivates you to grow, to live your life as best as possible. Preach it. I'm preaching now. I'm on my soapbox now. The last one for today, anyway, for this particular list, is if they are ever emotionally or physically abusive to you, ever, time to move on, okay? It is, you know, this is a serious matter. And if you remember the show we did on Never Date a Dead Animal, the book by Nancy Nichols, which, shameless plug, can be found on my website, itsnotmeradio.com, a link to that book on Amazon. Give it a read. But she talks about 23 different ways of verbal and psychological abuse, including something as simple as, you know, joking around at your expense amongst your friends and everybody laughing at your expense. That's abuse. Obviously, the more serious emotional, verbal, physical abuse that can go on, but no matter how nice or kind or gentlemanly any man is, the second there's any abuse whatsoever, you cannot ignore it or justify his actions. And this is where I get a little irritated with, you know, people that I know, people that I run across who say, well, you know, he treats me nice most of the time. He you know, he only yells at me some of the time. You know, this is where, I mean, the dude's got to have a 15-inch penis or something. Why else would you sit around and take that kind of abuse at all, ever? Because there's low self-esteem involved. There's low self-confidence involved. A lot of women don't think that they will be able to find another man because of that, so they take it, and they accept it, and they live with it, and that's not acceptable. And guys, for God's sakes, I don't understand how a lot of us can treat women the way we do. It just makes no sense to me, none. So let's try and fix that. Emotional and physical abuse is never accepted, should never be accepted. And let's try and calm it down a little bit, all right? Good. Now, that takes care of the signs that he or she might secretly be a jerk. Now, let's continue with some signs. There's some ways to tell if you're in a good relationship, or actually, let's back up a minute. Let's talk about real quick a list of things that traits in somebody that you, and ladies, this one's for you, that you've met your Prince Charming, okay? Or maybe Princess Charming for the guys, okay? The other person that you have met is honest, reliable, and trustworthy. Supports you. A lot of these were talked about already, but this is a reiteration in a positive manner. You are attracted to the essence and the character and the heart of the person. Okay, that's important. Looks are looks. And they're going to, physical attraction is important. But if you're not attracted to the inner person, it's never going to last. You enjoy spending time together, but you're also okay spending time separately. A couple of ways to look at this. You're okay spending time together because you get along. You have a lot in common. You like to do some of the same things, but you also like to experience new things that they may have experienced and vice versa. Okay? But you're also okay spending time separately, which means you have your own life. You trust each other that you have your own lives, that, you know, when you're not together, that he or she's not around screwing around with somebody else. But you trust each other enough to be apart as well. And you look forward to the next time you will be able to be together. You both recognize that you're a complete person on your own. Okay. Sorry, Jerry Maguire. This person does not need to complete me, okay? You can be complete on your own and come together to share a life, not to complete each other. I never understood that because, you know, are you that incomplete that you need another person to complete you? I know it's just a movie, but, God, songs were written about it, so it must have been true. You share similar values. You either want kids or don't want kids. You're on the same page regarding religion and how you spend your free time, as I said. So, you know, you share similar values and interests. The other person is giving and caring. Will they bend over backwards to help you? Guys helping girls, girls helping guys, whatever. Everybody's always like, well, the guy's got to take care of the girl. Well, no, there's also giving and caring from the female point of view. You know, maybe the guy's sick. We are big old babies when we're sick now, aren't we? Now, is your new princess charming in this case going to take care of you while you're sick? And if you're just dating, you know, certainly when you're married, they kind of have to and vice versa. But will they do that when you're not in a married relationship? When you have a conflict, do you find a way to repair the conflict, learn from the conflict, and move on from the conflict? You know that he or she will make in his case, a great husband or father, in her case, a great wife or mother. Do you know that? There are no red flag issues, no addictions, no abuses, no irreconcilable misalignments of values. Check out the family, you know. Sometimes the family can be a little wacko. That doesn't necessarily mean that they will be, but, you know, you do marry the family when you get into that. I know that for a fact. You enjoy doing simple things together, making dinner, watching a movie, you know, working in the yard, whatever the case may be, taking a walk with the dog, whatever. You enjoy doing that together. And lastly, when your heart is open, you feel a sense of peaceful contentedness about the relationship. So when you are in something that you are enjoying, you're just happy thinking about it without even being in it at that particular time. So, all right, so those are some ways to tell that you might have found the one. And now some signs that you're actually in the right relationship to carry over from that. No games are being played. No games. There are so many different games out there. I feel like we need to be on the Game Show Network. It is just so many head games, so many mind games, and even some physical games that just are ridiculous. Why can't we be upfront? Why can't we be grown-ups? Why can't we be honest? Why can't we just say it like it is? You know what? I'm not interested in seeing you anymore. It was great. You know, it's not me. It's you. But we have to play games. We have to test people, and it's ridiculous sometimes. I think, and I've talked about this many times before, I think it has to do with the phones, the communication style we have these days. Conversations like you and I are having right now became texting. Can you imagine me texting this entire show? It'd be stupid. Feelings became subliminal. Sex became a game. The word love fell out of context and is used as a commodity. Being hurt started to feel natural. Running away from it all became the solution. You know what? Running is not all it's cracked up to be. It makes you tired. It puts you in good shape, but you're tired and sweaty all the time, and you don't need to have that. It's better to just stop, face the issues, fix the problems, communicate, appreciate it, forgive it, and love it, and get on with it, okay? So stop playing games with each other and just tell like it is. Remember, you're in this to find the one that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You're not going to – it's not going to be everybody. It's not going to be – you know, it might be the one you have now. It might not. And if it's not, that's okay. That's okay. Just let each other down, be honest, and move on. All right. Another sign that you're in the right relationship, everyone's on the same page. We always like that term. We got to get on the same page. Are we heading the same direction? Are we going places, in our lives that we want to go together? And no, I'm not talking about traveling and vacation. I'm talking about, you know, goals and dreams. And you know, we all want to make a lot of money and live in a mansion somewhere on either a beach or a mountain and live happily ever after with the one we love. Well, that's great, but how are we going to get there? So be on the same page. Make sure the lines of communication are open and honest and clear. Listen to person without defending. And speak without offending, okay? We tend to get a lot very defensive. I do this all the time. I get defensive all the time because I feel I'm getting attacked when, in fact, somebody's just telling me something. You know, it's not a bad thing. It is okay to take constructive criticism. It's okay to be a little, open in your listening. It's okay to do that and not get defensive. Deeds consistently reinforce words. Okay, doing is better than saying. Say all you want. Do is better. Okay, that sounded really weird, but you know what I'm saying. If I say I'm going to do something over and over again and I don't do it, I lose credibility immediately. And over time, there's no credibility repair. Okay, there's no way of ever getting it back. You can't trust them anymore. So by doing instead of saying, if you say you're going to do it, then do it. That's very simple. Expectations of perfection are forbidden, okay? There's no perfect person out there. You know, Jesus was the only perfect person, not to get preachy here, but there is no perfect human being on the face of the earth right now, period. We all have faults. We all have our issues. We all have our baggage. We all have whatever. We have something. We're not perfect. So for somebody else to have an expectation of us being perfect, or do you have an expectation that the person you're with is perfect, is impossible to live up to. Okay? Far from perfect. So when you stop expecting the people you love to be perfect or a certain way, you can enjoy and appreciate them for who they are. Good deal. Honesty, vulnerability, and presence are held sacred. It sounds risky, but the strongest type of love is the love that makes you the most vulnerable. Okay? It's about daring to reveal yourself honestly. Open yourself up. Be with the person you love. Be there. Talk to them. Don't make them read your mind. Don't make them think about what you're thinking about. Just tell them. And ladies, y'all are really good at that. Why can't you understand? Why don't you know what I'm thinking? What? We never know what you're thinking. And if we try to guess and we're wrong, then we're deeper in the doghouse. Let's not even go there. Just tell us. There's a healthy blend of freedom and teamwork involved. You can't force anyone to be with us or love us. Not without it being a felony. You shouldn't beg somebody to stay when they want to leave. And you should never feel trapped in a relationship. So if either person feels trapped, the relationship is not really there anymore. That's what relationships are all about, and that's the freedom that you have in a relationship. Relationships are very similar to a sports team. It's all about the teamwork. Relationships are one of the greatest vehicles for personal growth and happiness. And so that, therefore, it's full circle. Teamwork. You're in it together. 50-50. Not 51-49, not 80-20. 50-50. Share. Okay? Personal growth between the two people is embraced and celebrated and shared. It's not about finding somebody to lose yourself in. It's about meeting someone to find yourself in. I like that line. I didn't write it. I read it. But it's not about finding someone to lose yourself in. It's about meeting someone to find yourself in. That's awesome. That is awesome. If we use that as our mantra, then we will do very well. Okay? I think it's pouring rain outside now. Yes, it is. So we have thunderstorms in Nashville. Woohoo! All right, back to it. Personal growth. When you think about what you and your closest friends add to each other's lives, you'll often find that instead of giving or taking things from each other, like advice or answers or gifts, you've chosen rather to share in each other's joy and pain. So you don't give each other stuff as friends unless it's Christmas or a birthday, but on a daily basis, you're sharing each other's lives, and the same will hold true for your relationship, personal growth. And lastly, outsiders are not calling the shots, okay? Relationships don't always make sense, especially from the outside. Your friends, your family, God forbid your mother-in-law or your, you know, one kind of in-law somewhere. Don't let somebody from the outside run your relationship for you, okay? Your mom, for instance, that they're good at that. If you're having a relationship issue with someone, work it out with them and no one else. Get advice. Sure, absolutely. Go to your friends, get advice. But don't throw it all over Facebook. Don't throw it all over Twitter. Don't throw it all over the place and let everybody have a hand in it. You know, go to your closest people, get your advice, and then make your own decision on what you want to do. It's your life. Live it your way. That's all there is to it. Stop caring so much about what other people think and what other people want for you. They may have good intentions. They also may not. So it's something that you want to take a look at. So those are signs that, you know, good and bad, and in some cases ugly. I wanted to share that with you tonight. So we're going to wrap up, and I appreciate you joining me for this half hour. Next week, we'll have a special guest, so there'll be a lady's voice on here. I do have some good news that have been asked to help write a book on relationships, so that hopefully will get started in the next week or two, and we'll have some good news for you on that as we progress with that. So it's going to be snarky, and that's just the way we like it. Wrapping up tonight, don't forget to go to the website, itsnotmeradio.com. Again, itsnotmeradio.com. Right there, you can join our Facebook page and like the Facebook page. Join me on Twitter at It's Not Me Radio, and we'll be doing some additional tweeting. There will be a YouTube channel. I keep talking about it, just haven't gotten around to doing it yet. But there will be a YouTube channel with some good videos on relationships as well. So thanks again for joining me tonight. And again, itsnotmeradio.com. If there's any suggestions, you can also reach us through that website if you have some topic suggestions or anything you'd like to hear. So join me next Thursday night, 6:30 Central Time. And as always, peace out.